the eyes of the world are on the United States of America. Why? Because we got a whopper of an election coming up. Too close to call. But that's old news. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We kick off yet another week here of looking down the barrel of statistics and polls and who's going to vote which way and all that kind of stuff. And here's the bottom line. A lot of people are already early voting. Good for you. Be interesting to see really what those numbers say, because the poll of polls really have called it all tied up. It is all tied up. No matter how you shake this, forwards, backwards, upside down, a right slanted poll, a left slanted poll. You know, people always say that. It doesn't matter. I've tracked this throughout the entire process. Remember, I'm the poll princess. There's no getting around it. There is no getting around it. This thing is so deadlocked. So deadlocked. Because you always have to remember the margin of error. That's that thing that's floating out there in the ether. That means a couple of points this way or a couple of points that way, so let's call it a draw. The NBC Wall Street Journal poll that came out on Sunday showed President Obama and Republican nominee Romney with 47% support among likely voters. So there comes your margin of error, plus, minus, whatever. It's just that close. Got the last debate coming up Monday, and a lot of what's going to be talked about supposedly is national security, supposedly. I think it'll spread out like people who can't decide what they want on their pizza, so they throw everything on it. I think everything's going to come out. It's the last debate after all. So I don't think it's going to be all about foreign policy and national security. We'll see. Supposedly, that's the thrust, and that's what it's going to be about, and that's what everybody's studying for, and that's what we're going to see. But we'll see. Boca Raton, of course, and we'll have somebody that's there live from Talk Radio News. Can't wait for that. Probably Jeff Holtzman. He's been driving all over the place covering the last of these presidential debates. So while we're all sick of, I guess, hearing about the numbers, we know it's getting close. The end is getting closer. November 6th will be here before you know it. I mean, we're into just a couple of weeks. Can you believe it? A couple of weeks. And then finally, all the speculating, all the gut checking, all the litmus tests, all the conversation won't matter. It's either going to be about the crying or the celebrating. Which do you think you'll be doing? Do you think you'll be celebrating after this next presidential election? And hey, not for nothing, but it's worth mentioning once again, because this always somehow gets left off of the table, but the legislature could really take a turn in a different direction, because you still have 33 Senate seats, and there's a couple of hot ones up for grabs that could change the majority. And, of course, the House, the entire House is up. The likely scenarios in the House are many of the people, maybe 75%, will be reelected, but there's still some iffy 25%ers that could change maybe even the scope of the House. Probably the House stays Republican. The Senate could go the way of the GOP. Let's see what happens in Missouri. Let's see what happens in Massachusetts. I mean, they're probably two of the hotter races. Connecticut also. A lot on the table for Connecticut people. Normally, slanting Democratic, but there's a very good chance that you might end up with a Republican senator that's got some wrestling ties, let's say. If you want to chip in on what you think your gut is telling you now at this point, or if you're just completely sick of politics, let's hear it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. In the world of sports, worth mentioning at the top, you have a Game 7 in Major League Baseball, or we have a Game 7, I should say, all of us to enjoy if you like the great game of baseball. I think if you don't care about the Giants, you don't care about St. Louis, a Game 7 makes it more interesting if you're at least a baseball fan. And for many of the people listening, I'm sure you care. We have listeners in California. We have listeners in St. Louis who love, love, love the St. Louis Cardinals and would like nothing better to see them get back into the same position, to get back into the World Series and maybe perhaps win the World Series again after they beat the Texas Rangers last time around. Did we have anyone nail the score? We'll talk about that at the tail end of this hour. But I mentioned at the top, of course, all the focus is on voting and, you know, who's going to win and what will we see? Will we see that the polls were correct? Will we see that, you know, Romney really had much more of a chance than he was initially given? I think that's for sure, because you can talk about the polls being twisted, but they don't all lie across the board. So I think that this really is a horse race. But what are people doing to get people to go out and vote? There's a wild story that came out of Los Angeles about pot and voters. Yeah. Free pot.
You want to get
high? Incentive.
You want to get high?
Yeah, that would be a great line. Hey, you want to get high and vote at the same time? So,
duh. Winning.
Politics ranks high on some people's list of priorities. So check this out. Flyers were sent out offering $40 worth of free medical-grade marijuana, supposedly, in Eagle Rock, California, to try and draw people in to vote in the local election. So nearly 10 times as many voters turned out to the polls during the recent neighborhood council elections, many more than last year.
Yeah, baby!
So, maybe some of the guys on the national front might take a lesson from that. I mean, how weird. People didn't go out and vote on their own, but when they got that medical marijuana card, it seems so much easier to go and vote.
It's simple!
The Flyers asked the citizens to support the Progress and Collaboration State, which ran against the neighborhood council's opposition to pot dispensaries. So the council had tried to ban pot dispensaries. You know, that's a big deal now. But the people there collected enough signatures to put the issue on the ballot. How about that? An L.A. city councilman who represents that district had submitted the flyer to the city attorney office to see if any legal action could be taken. He thinks the record voter turnout had nothing to do with the pot giveaway, but was motivated by the people there to trying to take control of their community, let's say. So, isn't it interesting? The pot question burns over the state of California. This argument over pot and is it a gateway drug or should we legalize marijuana, and if it's legalized, I'm going to have to deal with all this other nonsense, and now trying to close down pot dispensaries. You know, everything hinges on the West Coast when it comes to pot. Really, it does. There's your litmus test for whether or not we would have legalized marijuana in the United States, which I don't think we ever will. You might disagree. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing forevermore.
Coming up, I got the blunder of the weekend. I will jump into that in just a second. And I already sort of mentioned it, in a way. I mentioned a preview of things to come anyway when we're talking about politics. And this one takes the cake, but it's to be expected. That's all I'm going to say on that. I'll jump to that in a second. We have the Monday debate in Boca Raton. Like I said, the focus is supposed to be what our national security is all about. You know, how Obama stands on national security now and on his record, and the same with Mitt Romney. What would he do differently, or what would happen, or how does he feel about currently what the state of affairs is, blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing. A lot of people scored Obama as the winner in the second debate. The first debate, clearly Obama got hammered. He knows it. He made jokes about it. The Democrats rallied and said this was a breath of not fresh air, but a breath of massive momentum. The breath of the massive momentum is spreading because of the second knockout is what a lot of people were saying with Obama in the second debate. Now, in the third debate, if there are stumbles, if there are clear stumbles, or if it's just a draw, do you think this is really going to have that much of an effect on the election? I mean, I keep circling back to the same question. Is it really going to have that big of an effect on how people vote? When you go and vote, are you thinking about those debates? And here's a great question. Somebody somewhere, right now, you may be half under the covers. You might be kicking it around, eating some donuts and drinking some coffee. You might be cruising around in your cruiser. And this is what I wonder. How many people, honestly, don't know how they're going to vote? And you're being serious about this. You don't know how you're going to vote. And the people you know, a lot of the people that you're encountering, don't know how they're going to vote. How many people are do you think fall into that category? We keep saying the undecided, the swing voters, and, oh, you know, the independent vote, because, geez, it's take one step toward Romney and another step toward Obama, and they can't make up their mind. Really? Are that many people in this country that undecided? Or are you really from a crowd that's more decisive? You know, are we more hard-headed? Are we definitely, because I always say politics is like sports. Isn't it really more black and white for most people? Even though the numbers maybe don't say that, I got to believe that there's not going to be that much of a change that somebody walks in, am I going to do a write-in vote here? Who am I going to put in for president? Who am I writing in some of these other categories? I don't think so. But maybe I'm wrong. I keep asking people that question. The only thing that I hear is people who say they don't want to, they just don't even want to vote. That for the first time in their life, they're just staying home. I've heard that more than I've ever heard it before, ever. But not so much, I have no idea. I'm going probably to decide the minute I get in there. I just can't decide. So I'm serious about this. Ring these phones off the hook or shoot me an email if you fall into that category. I want to pick your brain. I want to know why and what it is that you're waiting to happen, that maybe you're waiting through all of these debates, and there really is something more to that. So you know the digits by now, right? To ring in, to weigh in, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. All right, here is the blunder of the weekend. I'm going to say blunder of the weekend because that's when the story really started to circulate. Todd Akin, the longtime congressman from Missouri, we know his comments about legitimate rape and how there was going to be $5 million dumped into his campaign for commercials and all that stuff. And then suddenly that went away. The super PACs funded by Karl Rove's friends, everybody backed off of that. Now he has been caught comparing Claire McCaskill, the senator from Missouri, that he's challenging to a dog. There was some audio that was leaked by Political Mo, it's called, where Akin is speaking at a fundraiser in Springfield that was attended by a whole bunch of different people, including Mike Huckabee, because he's a big Republican supporter pal of Akin's. And he says on the tape, she goes to Washington, D.C. It's a little bit like one of those dogs, you know, fetch, Akin says. She goes, this is the direct quote, so I want to give it to you. She goes to Washington, D.C. and gets all these taxes and red tape and bureaucracy and executive orders and agencies, and she brings all of this stuff and dumps it on us in Missouri. Now, the last part of what he said, I don't have a problem with the whole tax crap and red tape and bigger government and the orders, executive orders and the agencies and all that stuff. Okay, I get that. But the first part, she's a little bit like one of those dogs, you know, fetch. I don't think he meant to say, she's a dog. But of course, it's coming out that way. So he's not good at lobbing off the cuff stuff out there. That's what it is. He's just not. He can't, this is not in his DNA. The legitimate rape controversy is really the bigger thing here. But throwing out that she's like one of those dogs deals, that doesn't help him any, is all I'm saying. Now, at this point, I went and looked in Missouri to try to dig up any polls I could dig up to find out just how tight it was there. And it is pretty close. He had that 10-point lead, then got into the controversy. That dumped him back. You know, he lost a lot of points that way. And now it's just neck and neck at this point. It's neck and neck. But will people really vote for him? Or will people not vote for him? Even though he's the Republican, will they just say, hey, you know, this guy, he's too much of a bozo. I just can't vote for this guy. If he was a strong Republican, if he was a strong conservative, you know, maybe I would do it, but I can't do it with, because the stuff that he's saying, he cannot be saying this stuff. Really, I mean, honestly, is this who I want representing me? Is this the guy that I want there? And this used to be a great party, but is he looking like, making us look like a bunch of idiots? And I've heard that from somebody. A couple people, Ray wrote me this comment, and he said, this was Ray in, Ray in Missouri, because there's another Ray, I think, in Missouri. And Ray says, Kate, I'm just embarrassed by Aiken. I would love to vote Republican. I'm not a fan at all of Claire McCaskill's. But the crap that he serves up makes us look like idiot rednecks. And I don't want him to represent me, frankly. And so there you go. He just needs to avoid those kinds of could be an insult. Did he really mean to say that? I'm not so sure he realized that it was going to come out that way. Let's put it that way. All right, one quick follow-up. And some of you sent me notes on this, and that's why I'm bringing it up here and mixing it in. There was a moderate, what they'd call a moderate earthquake. So the earth shook and some people felt it, in other words, and some minor aftershocks jolting central California. I used to live there. I used to live in, San Luis Obispo. It was a beautiful area. I loved it. And over the weekend, and it didn't cause any damage, but it rattled some nerves for sure. This is an area where, yeah, you're in California and you can get the earthquake, but you're thinking, that's not usually what happens here. We don't usually get that. About 6,700 people said they could feel it, though. And it hit Saturday outside of King City, about, near the San Andreas Fault. And it's mostly a rural area, lots of farms and ranches and that kind of stuff. And, San Luis Obispo County, as I mentioned, is where I used to live. It's just a gorgeous area. And they were, they felt it. They were concerned when they felt the building sway a little bit, let's say. All right, you can still weigh in, of course, 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. We're hitting it hard on the flip side.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice choice is clear. Be Unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
I can tell you for certain, if you went to the movies this weekend and you saw one of those paranormal movies, which I think we're up to four now, it's like Paranormal 4, it topped the box office, $30 million. What a brilliant idea. Get a camera, shake it around, do kind of scary sort of things, have girls screaming in the background. Instant formula to success. And repeat it four times, and you will make a lot of do-re-mi. I don't know. I don't get it. I am a fan of scary movies. I do not think paranormal is scary, but maybe that's not really the object of that movie. I'm not sure. One thing we can't be certain of, I don't think, at this point, is the outcome of the upcoming election. The polls have it so close, and I know the polls can be crap when you twist them in certain ways and you can manipulate all kinds of categories. But when you really cull it all down and you all from all different organizations, there is absolutely no question this is a lot closer than people thought. And what I wanted to know is how many people really don't know who they're going to vote for. I mean, what about the independent voter? What about the undecided? It's always this undecided voter. Really, are a lot of people going to go and decide at the last moment who they're voting for when they step into the voting booth? Is that what's going to happen? Or a day or two before, you really don't know who you're voting for and your friends don't know who they're voting for? How many people fall into that category? Susan in Texas, hello.
Hello, Kate. This is Susan. I was thinking about your question about the undecided voters. I don't think they're too independent because they don't have independent thinking of any sort. And they'd have to be living in a cave the last 4 years to not know by this point who to vote for. I'm voting for Romney. He was not my choice. I was a Gingrich supporter. But I'm going to be there, and I've known it since Romney got the, well, before he got the nomination, because I work at it. I study, and anybody who calls themselves independent, it's like I'd rather have them go, you know, to the roulette table rather than vote, because you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, the, you know, see, there you go. You knew it. You said, hey, I was a Gingrich person. Gingrich didn't get it. I knew then when things switched and Romney was going to be the guy, I was going for Romney. I studied. I paid attention to what was going on, and this is how I'm voting. So, see, that's what I think, Susan. I think that how do you not know certain things? I understand if you're up in the air in the beginning, you're going through the primary season, you have somebody that you really like, you're watching, that person doesn't get picked, maybe you're a lifelong Republican or Democrat, and something somewhere changes. But even when something somewhere changes, you usually know it earlier on in the game.
I agree, Kay, and I think when they say undecided and independent, these people scare me. And it's almost like I don't want them to vote. I do want them to vote because I feel that's our responsibility to do that. But yet it's like a doctor operating on you who doesn't have a degree.
Yeah, I want my doctor to have a degree. Susan, great caller. Call us again. So she says it's like the roulette table. You're just going and saying, what the heck? I'm just going to throw him down the table. No problem. That's the direction I'm going in. Here's the thing, like I said. It's not so much you could be independent, meaning I can vote for the person, but if you're the smart independent person, then you're paying attention, you're watching, you know records, you know what's happening, you know who you like, you know who you've decided, okay, this is who I'm going to vote for. So that's why I'm saying the true undecideds is to me, is an interesting phenomenon, really, honestly, because I think so many people, and maybe this is my world, so many people are black and white. So many people are, this is my ideology, and yeah, I can listen to your argument, and I might bend a little, okay. You're convincing me about your candidate, and there's that something I didn't know, okay. And in the course of an election year, and it could be more than president, it could be Senate, it could be a Senate race, it could be a congressional race. So there's things that you could piece together, things you didn't know that might change your mind. But so close to an election, that's what's interesting to me. That's what's interesting to me. So you know what? The idea of the likability factor, if we really have that many people that fall into that category, there's a reason why that likability factor is so huge. Because that means it's almost like American Idol. That means that people are voting. This is why Susan says that scares. That means people are voting, and they're literally going to vote on who they just like the best. Ooh, I like his wife. I like the way they dress. I saw that they were doing this. I just happened to see them on the tube doing whatever, or I think they're really cool, or you know, whatever stupid reason, whatever cosmetic reason maybe is making someone vote. And that is kind of scary, isn't it? It is kind of scary that it's all about that. And that's television. Once Nixon and JFK did the debating, and that was a close election. People forget that. That JFK won, but it still was close. And the likability factor was huge. The liking the wife, the campaign stops, the teas, inviting all the women in, all that kind of stuff paid off. But so much of it wasn't all, so many of the people that voted wasn't all about, I like the ideology. I like what he's saying, where the country's going and what we need to do. I mean, sad to say, a lot of it was on looks and appearance and family and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And maybe I'm wrong. That's why I'm asking that. How many people really know or have a lot of friends that are saying they're not sure who they're voting for? Like I said, and I've mentioned this on the air many, many times, especially after I came back from the convention in Tampa, that I had never met so many people that fell into the category of, I'm not going to vote this time around. I don't like it. I'm not voting for Romney. I'm upset at what happened at the election. Ron Paul supporters, I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to vote for the first time in my life. That's the most that I've heard, and outside of Tampa, too, that's the most that I've ever heard that. But not so much, I'm not sure who I'm going to vote for. Not so much in that direction. You know, here on this show, we do a thing called We Can Count, because I always say you trace things back to numbers. That's why the polls and people looking at the polls and paying attention, and why I mention the polls, because it's a curiosity of what state's leaning in what direction and the swing states that could make a difference in the electoral count, because 270 is really the number. But in January, 163 million people, let's put this into perspective, 163 million workers will get a big tax increase no matter who wins the election. You know why that is? It's because a temporary reduction in the Social Security payroll taxes will expire at the end of the year, and no one is pushing to extend it. This is part of that fiscal cliff. It was discussed like twice, and then that's it. So Obama, Romney, they haven't talked about an extension, and it wouldn't get through Congress anyway in enough time. So Republicans are swearing they're not going to increase taxes, and Democrats are just trying to stay away from it. But what will happen is the typical working man or woman will have an increase of about $1,000 a year that they'll have to pay, they'll have to eat. And if you have two people in a family with six-figure incomes, as much as almost $5,000. Wow, $5,000 is a lot. What can you do with five? What can you do with $1,000? What can you do with $4,500? I can think of a lot of things I could do with $4,500. So nobody, you know, the whole payroll tax break, the politicians just aren't really talking about it. And the reason why is because that's part of the money that funds Social Security. So they're worried about the Social Security. And there's the idea of the payroll tax holiday was supposed to be temporary, so they can say, well, that was temporary. I mean, so, you know, it's got to expire. Sorry, no offense, but it was a temporary payroll tax holiday. And if we don't let it just expire, what happens to Social Security? You know, has it helped to boost the economy? You know, there's your question. Has it helped boost the economy at all? I'll tell you what, people will notice it and feel it once that happens because they've forgotten about it. So you'll see it, you'll notice it when you get your check. That little extra money that you say, oh, well, that was only, I don't know, how much a week, $20 a week? You'll notice it, especially the people who do the monthly thing. They'll notice it a lot more. A lot of people that don't get paid until the end of the month. Remember, you can always throw in your two, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Turn here on this hour anyway of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. What a big week it is. Of course, next time we meet, we'll be talking about the latest debate and breaking it down. What Obama said, what Romney said, and really was the thrust of it, foreign policy and national security. That's supposedly what we're going to hear out of Boca Raton. You can bet that Obama will be waving the flag of getting Osama bin Laden. And you can also bet that Romney will be trying to nail this thing shut by smashing on the Libya question again. And Ambassador Stevens and what happened there, and security, and all that kind of stuff. Certainly, Iran, another area. The Middle East, just in general, would have to be heavily parceled out. Relationships with Israel, that kind of stuff. So we started off talking about politics, and as part of Odds and Ends, I mentioned this, a lot of people are saying, anyway, that they're doing the early voting thing. This goes back to my question of, do people really not know who they're voting for now? Will that happen? This is the deal. In 2004, 22% of Americans voted early. Then in 2008, the last time around, remember this because this was the presidential deal, 30% in 2008. They're saying now that maybe as many as 40% of eligible voters are casting an early ballot during this election season. So that's a high number, 40%. this is a way to look at how do we vote in the United States. So people who know who they're voting for and realize that life can get crazy, lines could be long, they're juggling kids, school classes, whatever it is, and they're going to make sure they vote. That kind of bodes well, I think, for the kind of turnout that we might see. In Florida, 28% of Florida voters said in 2004 they preferred early voting. I was just reading this today because, hey, it's convenient. 30% don't want to stand in a long line to vote. 46% of people in Nevada who voted early in 2008 was one of the highest numbers. 46%. How about that? Pretty high. So what does it mean with the benefits of and who benefits from early voting? Well, you could look at absentee ballots in the military, and you can, I think you can say that I think Republicans would vote from that. But nationwide, what does that mean? You know, 2008, you look at the numbers for 2008 and what they were, and they were pretty, for Obama, the absentee ballots were pretty helpful. Absentee ballots that were set out or sent out in the by the states in 2008, and how many there were, is a crazy number. But then it's all about if you're getting them back. 26 million. 26 million. Wow. So there is something to that trend. 30.3% of voters nationwide voted early in 2008. You heard my other number. They think 40%. 40% this time around. And how many have voted already? 2.21 million. That's an estimate because they don't know for sure, but that's an estimate of the amount of people who have already voted as of October 18th. I'm going to say bravo for the people who are going out and voting because they are worried about they can't get it done or they're not going to take a chance or they know who they're voting for, so why not? On the heels of that, for odds and ends, I'm going to throw this in. Because we keep talking about polls and close contests and all that kind of stuff. Florida is significant. Why? 29 electoral votes. So if you want to be president, it doesn't hurt you to have those 29 electoral votes. In fact, lots of people drop out of races when they think they can't win Florida. That makes sense. So a CNN ORC poll that was just done a handful of days ago shows that in this battleground state, anyway, it's pretty tight. 49% of likely voters in Florida say they support Mitt Romney, the Republican nominee. 48% support President Barack Obama. Oh, I have nightmares of hanging chads. This one is going to be tight. It's going to be tight for those 29 electoral votes. 29, and that's huge. So it's interesting, isn't it? The final debate, Boca Raton, it makes sense. Florida has, there's a lot at stake in Florida, so it's not lost on me that it's ironic. This is where the final conversation, if you will, surrounding what's happening in this country as far as foreign affairs and national security and all that stuff is going to happen in a state where there's a lot at stake and where you can count on the possibility of maybe a little controversy. Maybe a little controversy. All right, I mentioned this earlier, but I want to flesh out a little bit more. The Giants now force a Game 7. Why? They beat St. Louis 6-1 in Game 6 of the NL Championship Series. So the winner goes to the World Series. And that, of course, the matchup is Monday between those two teams. The World Series starts on Wednesday. Who fares better here? Detroit's had a bunch of time off, and these two battling it out will only get a little bit of rest before they head into the series. It's so significant that Detroit is using other teams, farm teams, traveling guys, all that to simulate games, to work on all that stuff. I guess not to feel like there's a loss of momentum, perhaps. They don't want to feel that heading into the World Series. Gas prices dropping absolutely affects every single one of us. I don't care how you label yourself, you're gassing up unless you have a chauffeur, and then you're probably not even listening to this program, I'm assuming. You know, I'm not saying people that don't have some coin aren't listening, but somebody who's driving around with a chauffeur, yeah, you're probably not. You're probably already crashed. So gas prices are tapering off. The question is, when I say tapering off, though, we're talking about, you know, what, $3.47 or so. The average price for a gallon of regular gas in the United States fell more than 8 cents during the last 2 weeks. The reason is always this. It's a drop in crude oil prices. If you want to know where we're headed, look at the New York Mercantile Exchange and what it is for a barrel of crude, and you'll get an idea. So the average is $3.75. Was on October 19th. That's down from 383. The low, as I mentioned, 347. That is low, and that's in parts of New Orleans. That's crazy low. The average price of the pump in California fell $2.95 to $4.46 two weeks ago. They were paying an average of over $5 in most cases, over $5 or somewhere in there. Phew. That is crazy, boy. After filling up in Ireland in an economy car and it was $55-$60, are you kidding? And I'm talking to the people there, how do you do this? Oh, they just put a little bit in at a time as they need it as they go along. Nobody ever tops it off. There's no topping off your tank for the most part. It's putting a little here, putting a little there, and just stretching it. That's what they're doing. They're stretching it. Wow. And not filling it all the way. The complete opposite of my philosophy. Just fill it up, take the pain in one shot. If I had to worry about that every day and then go every couple of days to put a little bit of petro in, boy, I'd be looking at alternative means of transportation, I gotta tell you.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.